Commissioner Valerio, my name is Keith Mills. I'm a sportscaster at WBAL Radio and Television. And I am here not just representing Ray Rice and Debbie Paquette and the Ray Rice Foundation, but also supporting a letter that Ray wrote to the Judiciary Committee that is actually dated today that is in support of Delegate Cardin's strong and supportive bill to eliminate cyberbullying in our schools. As Mr. Cardin said, Ms. McComas' daughter, Grace, tragically took her life about this time last year in early April for cyberbullying. And Ray got involved when he heard about that, and he got involved passionately and compassionately. And I have been around the Baltimore sports scene for a long time, and I have never seen a Baltimore sports figure as emphatically supporting something like Ray is supporting his this incredible cause to stop bullying in our systems. It's my job right now, on behalf of Ray and Deb Paquette and the Ray Rice Foundation, to read you this letter. And I think if you listen closely, it's really going to open your eyes to some of the realistic things that are going on in the school system. And also, it's going to kind of slam us all in the face to see exactly how many kids are being affected by this. And this is in the words of Ray Rice. Cyberbullying has gotten out of hand. We need to act, and we need to act now. I receive hundreds of messages through email and Facebook each week from kids and teens who are bullied at the point of contemplating taking their own lives because of the hateful things that others are saying on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We need to change youth culture so that children understand that their words have consequences. People feel they can speak more hatefully on the internet than they do in person or even on the telephone. The culture needs to change. As you may already know, I am a huge advocate against bullying. I believe that bullying in all forms, including cyberbullying, should be punished as a crime. I also believe that consequences need to be in place not only so the offenders get punished, but perhaps having a consequence attached to an action will prevent the action in the first place. Maybe, just maybe, making cyberbullying a crime will give these kids just enough pause to think before something hurtful on the internet is said. Click one time and your words, good or bad, are out there in a second forever. Maybe the thought of severe consequences will prevent a few more clicks. Anything we can do to prevent one more child from taking their life or suffering through the pain and anguish of bullying is the right thing to do. I believe this law may have saved the life of Grace McComas, the teenager from Glen Elk High School in Howard County, and it certainly will save lives of other young men and women in the future. On a more personal note, again, this is from Ray Rice. Not long ago, my sister was bullied. I got a call one day at practice with the Ravens from my mother that she had come home from school with a cut below her eye. She had been hit by a bully. I wanted to leave and go home right then and take care of it. But she was in New York and I was in Maryland. Parents, siblings, friends, teachers, and other responsible adults cannot be in all places at all times. We cannot protect every child from bullying, but we can protect children from being bullied over and over again. A law like this helps people like me and other responsible adults by allowing us to protect our loved ones from repeated and traumatic bullying. Since starting my pro-kindness anti-bullying campaign, I have received thousands of emails from kids who have been bullied. The content of these emails is overwhelming and sad. Sad, troubling, and just plain scary in a lot of ways. I just want kids to know they are not alone in this world. I want them to know it's okay to be who they are, and I want to help them learn compassion for one another. This won't happen overnight, but through the law and continued advocacy, I believe we can change our youth culture for the better. The thousands of messages I have received about bullying all have a common theme and a reason they are reaching out to a football player today, and that word is one, a four-letter word, help, H-E-L-P. And I'm going to quote an ending from one of the emails. I have told a parent, teacher, guidance counselor, friend, neighbor, etc., and nobody can make it stop. This bill gives us a much-needed tool to make it stop. Thank you for your time and understanding. I strongly urge you to support this life-saving bill. That is from Ray Rice, who spent 2 hours last week on the telephone with the cousin of a boy named Bailey O'Neill, a 12-year-old middle school student from just outside Philadelphia in Glen Olden, Pennsylvania, who was beat up on the playground at his school and died last week after taking off life support by his family. This hit Ray as hard as Grace's tragic death hit him a year ago. It was absolutely uplifting to hear Ray's involvement in this scenario, but the problem still goes on. This is important to Ray Rice, and we hope it's important to all of you, and it's certainly important to myself and Debbie Paquette. And for that, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for your time.